This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
All right, now to a real sport, golf.
Indoor golf, more importantly.
No, this is outdoor. Oh. Although, let's do for a moment, take a second. So, Buck and I are watching TGL, and I promise this is not more TGL talk.
Even though it's about to be more TGL talk?
No. Do you know who is there in attendance?
This sounds like TGL talk, I'm just saying.
So pop culture talk.
Span
the crowd?
Yeah. They spanned the crowd looking for celebrities. Mm-hmm. They saw Sam Darnold tonight. They saw, and I think they play this in Florida,
Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
Yeah, Josh Allen is there. And you were asking, why are those guys all there? Well, I think they just live in the area.
Yeah, I think a lot of rich athletes live in that area.
And then I also think Tiger, hey, Josh, can you come buoy our event?
Come on, get it.
Bring a couple hots.
Yeah.
You know, I would imagine they, you know, Tiger says jump.
Sure.
They say how high.
Yeah.
In attendance at TGL tonight is the most random famous person ever.
Yes.
Ever. You could not find a more random, but also wildly popular person than who is there tonight. She apparently is a large indoor simulator golf fan. Canadian treasure. Celine Dion. What is she doing there?
Well, again, so I looked this up. It's right by Jupiter City.
So she lives in Jupiter?
I am assuming there are so many rich people that live in Jupiter, Florida. I gotta believe that Celine Dion was sitting around in Jupiter enjoying some sunshine, and somehow a manager, someone was like, hey, you want to go down and check this out? Tiger Woods is involved. And she's like, maybe her kid really likes Tiger.
Yeah, it's just south of Jupiter.
Yeah. There's no way that Celine Dion got on an airplane to go to Tuesday TGL. No effing way. And neither did Sam Darnold. No way.
Well, anyway.
Sam Darnold was in Florida Someone said, hey, dude, if you show up, I'll give you a golf lesson. Like, Rory's going to work with him on his putts afterwards.
Celine Dion is there.
Yeah.
And if it's good enough for Celine Dion, it's good enough for me.
And Sam Darnold and Josh Allen, just saying.
But look, is she not in her own class? Like,
NFL MVP's in the building.
Okay. She is a global superstar.
She is.
Seriously, she is like one of the biggest stars in the world.
She did sing the opener at the Olympics. She's a big deal.
So,
and you know what else is a big deal? Apparently, indoor
TGL.
Electronic golf.
Here's the golf story you didn't know you needed. There is a guy by the name of Ryan Peake, who will be, he's Australian. He will be playing in this year's British Open.
Okay.
At Royal Portrush. And a decade ago, he was a member of the Rebels bike gang in Australia.
What's this guy's name again?
His name is Ryan Peake, P-E-A-K-E. He was always a promising young golfer, but he then, at age 21, he got convicted of assault, and they put him in prison for 5 years.
Look at this guy.
So he did 5 years hard time.
Yeah, see his mugshot.
And now, at the age of 31... he won the New Zealand Open, which puts him in the British Open. He will be there in whenever that is, August. And I got to tell you, you want to talk about a guy who's going to be a fan favorite?
Mm-hmm.
I give you Ryan Peake.
This dude, absolutely.
And he looks exactly like you would think.
Yeah.
A little portly, looks like he would want to fight you. He's got tattoos all over the place.
Yeah,
beard.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm doing some digging here. Yeah, dude, that motorcycle gang he was in was a 1% gang.
Yeah, it's not a not a joke. He was hardcore.
Yes,
and he is now he's now going to battle the likes of Brian Harman.
Well, I'll be damned
at the Open.
Do you think anyone else is like on the tour is a little like you don't talk crap to that guy? He's like, dude, I've stabbed someone in the neck with a soldering iron at some point.
Yeah, like, I think he'd tread lightly on it.
Yeah, right. Like, I wonder, like, is there hazing in golf to the new guy? But then you're like, God, it's 7 years in prison for assault.
5 years.
5 years. Yeah, he's like, 5 years.
But he said that he stayed in contact with his coach in prison.
Really?
Do you get to swing a club in there? I'm guessing not.
No, not clubs, but he could do, you know, he could do plyo.
Huh. So he was, imagine being.
He was behind bars, dude. He was like Scotty Scheffler.
I think Scheffler goes up to him and is like, what's up, prison
bro?
What's up, bro? Interesting in that, are there other gang members that are like, of all the things you could be good at being a rebel motorcycle club member, an outlaw biker, I would think golf would be like last on that list. Like, who plays golf and then also is an outlaw biker?
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, I mean, I could.
I think it just goes to show you how rough and tumble Australia is. Australia can be a little rough and tumble.
Well, New Zealand, right?
Well, he's Australian.
Oh, he's Australian.
But he won the New Zealand Open.
Oh, okay.
But he, you know, you grow up there as a young golfer, you're still getting into some stuff. Whereas growing up as a young golfer in the States, you're Charlie Woods.
Pretty much. Yeah, that is true. Like, everything down there, everything on that continent is made to kill you, including the people. It just seems like a scary place. And yeah, dude, he's got some prison tats on him.
Oh, yeah. He looks kind of scary.
Yes, absolutely.
I saw an interview with him. He was not.
Is he jovial now, or is he still have some?
He's a little edgy.
He's got an edge.
But he was very. He cried, and he was very happy. And I don't know. I think people are going to root for him. Kind of like that. Who was that pro that made it a couple years ago at the U.S.
Michael
Open?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Michael Block.
Yeah, it was just the. There's a little difference between just being a club pro and being someone that served 5 years for violent assault.
I know.
And by the way, should we root for a guy that? If you got caught with one violent assault, can we?
He
imagine
served
that,
his time.
I know, but
people root for Joe Mixon every Sunday.
I'm guessing that he did a lot of things that we didn't. That he was not held accountable for.
Probably.
Yeah, he was found guilty of serious assault. I'm trying to find out. I would like to know what that serious assault was.
Are you kidding me?
Well, get on it.
Yeah. Says he lived a young and stupid lifestyle.
That's to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dude, this is fascinating. I will say, though, I mean, stories like this can get casual people to tune in. If that guy is anywhere like on a leaderboard,
can you imagine?
That'll be phenomenal.
If he's in the hunt?
Yes.
I'll be rooting for him.
Absolutely.
Hell, I might even bet on him.
No, you won't.
What are his odds?
I'm guessing not good.
They're going to be astronomical.
Yeah. Dude, that's not. That's
but
not.
Hey, he's obviously a good player. 23 under. He won the New Zealand Open is not, from what I understand, the New Zealand Open is not a joke tournament for outside of PGA Tour standards.
Well, I can't imagine. I mean, it's.
He won it.
Yeah. I'm guessing if you win any country's Open.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
It's the best in the world, and golf is played all over the world. Correct. So,
yeah. All right. Well, his name, Ryan Peak.
Yeah.
Rebel biker.
He does appear to have some very interesting tattoos.
Yeah, his
on him.
Tats are nuts.
Yeah.
But he doesn't hide them.
No, they're out there.
What if his sponsor, like, what if his shirt sponsors are all like,
what he should do is wear his cut. That's the leather motorcycle jacket
right over the polo.
Well, there's a photo of him in his full gang regalia there.
You start putting financial institutions on there,
and that's what he should do is wear the Rebels motorcycle cut, and then put the get a Charles Schwab logo on there.
Yeah.
Most intimidating guy on tour since Tiger Woods.
Dude. Can we also talk about how cheesy and corny Tiger Woods is?
Yeah.
Like, the fact that guy was ever thought to be in any way edgy.
He never was edgy. He was just a big dork.
Yeah, he liked Perkins waitresses,
He is a weird looking. The thing about Tiger for me, and he was just up there on the TGL, he was trying to be fake enthusiastic for this. He was going on with Scott Van Pelt.
He's got a bunch of money tied up into it.
But he is just a really odd-looking man.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't...
Is he giving up on the hair thing yet?
Well, he has a hat on, so I can't tell. But his chiclets and his plastic surgery.
He's gotten weirder looking as he's gotten older.
And he's still pretty buff, but he's still got the bags under his eyes, like he's doing massive quantities of pills.
Well, but he's got the HGH, but he's got that weird where the face is aging like bread, but then the HGH is keeping the body like tight. And so it's a weird, it's a weird juxtaposition.
Dude, he is an odd looking SOB. Yeah. And then he takes off his hat and it's a whole nother ball of problems.
Well, he's lucky he's not a white guy, otherwise he'd be in category for turning into a middle-aged lesbian, but you know,
right,
that's an exclusive white guy territory sort of thing.
That's Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's Tom Brady. But yeah, the guys aren't immune to the Botox and the facelift, and he's clearly had some stuff going on that face.
All right, so keep an eye out for Ryan Peake when the British Open rolls around. In the news is coming up next, we've got a new license plate. Were you just talking about license plates the other day?
Yeah.
Were you talking about the new one?
From Washington or Oregon?
Oregon. This is one from Oregon.
There's controversy in the Washington license plate.
It's a pickleball.
The pickleball license plate?
No. So there's a bill. There's a bill right now trying to get pushed through that would allow 10 new signature license plates in the state of Washington.
Yeah. This is the story you brought up the other day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've got a new one from Oregon.
Oh.
They're throwing another one at Oregonians.
I just love that someone says, no, that could be a waste of money. So now they've formed a committee to study whether or not we're wasting too much money on license plates, because that seems like a better use of our tax dollars.
As they should.
Yes.
Committees. In the news is next, but first, Buck.